It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly. Fantasy football draft time almost here. You can book your party at Chickies and Pete's, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. Joining us in person, as he's normally here on the phone on Fridays at 3, but Elliot Shore Parks jumped right over from the NuvaCare facility over here to Chickies and Pete's to join us in person. Elliot, how are you, sir?
Man, I couldn't wait to get back at Chickies. That's how you know it's football season.
That's right.
Now, Elliot, brought to you by Robin Ford, online at robinford.com. Robin Ford, where cars and trucks are sold cheap, cheap. I want to start you off with this, Elliot.
Yes.
Is the most recent Twitter question, which is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Experience the Mark's difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel, online at marks-jewelers.com. Would you trade a first-round pick and Nolan Smith for Micah Parsons? Now, 65% say yes.
Oh, I'm happy with our fan base.
Yeah, wow. They're grown-ups about
yes.
it.
Yes. I like Nolan Smith, but yes.
So, I would, yes,
okay.
To be clear.
Yeah.
I don't think it's as much of a slam dunk as, not that trade specifically. My issue is more the contract. And I know it's just money, but, I mean, he might legitimately get more guaranteed money in his contract than any NFL player besides just Deshaun Watson in NFL history. So, you're talking maybe $160 million guaranteed, $170 million guaranteed. I mean, he could get the highest paid contract in NFL history. So, besides Deshaun Watson, who's just the outlier.
Now, he is, what, 26 years
he's
old?
He's just turned 26 in March.
Yeah.
So, you're getting him his full 26th season. Obviously, he's been outstanding, double-digit sacks each of his last 4 years. So, I think if I was Howie, I would do it. But it is a massive, massive price to pay for one player who they could use and would obviously make them better. But the Eagles, as currently constructed, could win the Super Bowl. So I could see the argument of why invest so many resources into one player when you're almost might be better off with this roster being able to use those resources for five, six, seven players with that amount of cash. I mean, $160 million guaranteed, that's a lot of cash. So I would do it just because he's such a special player. He would completely change your defense. Him and Jalen Carter over the next 5 years would be insane. But it is a massive, massive, massive investment if you get him.
Him, Jalen Carter, Jahad Campbell. Come on.
Well, I was
going
to say, they already have their Micah Parsons and Jahad
right.
Campbell.
That's right.
Yeah.
And Mylotta said that Jalix Hunt is the next Micah Parsons.
Yeah.
Oh, we got two of them?
Yeah, dude. Don't even need them.
Well, I mean,
it's just a lot for one guy.
For sure. Yeah. Now, the other part of the equation there is that, you know, one of the things that we're looking at ahead is paying Nolan Smith, which then you don't have to pay Nolan Smith anymore.
Well, and that's the other thing. In a year from now, we could look at this very different. So a year from now, it could be, wow, Nolan Smith and Jalix Hunt both had the big years Eagles were hoping. They're both young. They're both athletic. They're like you. A year from now, you could look at the D-line and say they are set up. You always need a Micah Parsons, but they might not need a Micah Parsons a year from now. Or a year from now, we're looking and going, oh, my God, they have nobody besides Jalen Carter on the defensive line. So it is a big year for figuring out what the future of this line looks like.
Absolutely. And remember, Nolan Smith looked good last year, but looked good for, like, half the year last year.
But very good. I mean, he had, like, 10 sacks in 12
that's
games.
That's a lot. It was good.
Yeah, it was the postseason. Exactly. Yeah. He was
good.
He was very, very good. So, you know, it's really just the contract for me. The pick in Nolan Smith, I would probably rather just give up two firsts and keep Nolan, but you could sway me either way on that.
Yeah.
I do think Nolan is good for their culture there. He's drafted here. I think he's going to be a good player. I don't know what the chances are you get a player better than Nolan Smith at 28 and on over the next few drafts, which is likely where they'll be picking, like,
well,
in that area.
I think the issue, I think that the reason I think I'd probably rather give up Nolan is because if you are paying Micah Parsons, you're not paying Nolan Smith.
That's a good point. Yeah.
You know, and then I'd rather have that pick on a rookie contract for the next 5 years than know that I'm paying Nolan Smith next year.
Now, the other part of this is obviously, like, not what we would do, but what will the Eagles do, right?
No.
So
I don't think they will do it because Howie has never paid an edge anywhere close to top of the market value. All the edges he signs are usually middle of the pack guys. Hassan Reddick played like a top edge, but he was paid, as we found out when he was unhappy with his deal, middle of the pack. Bryce Huff, middle of the pack. Howie has never, for as much as he values a position, given big-time money to that type of player. But if you were going to describe a team that had the ability to do it, the Eagles have spent all offseason hoarding draft picks and all offseason saving their cash. So,
yes.
You know, we're led to believe that's for next offseason. But would it shock me if a month from now, all of a sudden, it's actually all that cash was saved because we thought Micah was going to ask out? Like, it's not crazy.
Well, and the other thing to, man, I lost it. I had a really good point.
No, you normally do.
I usually do. Yeah, sure, it was a great point.
Well, Jerry Jones would never do it either.
So that's the interesting part. Like,
if I were him, I wouldn't do it.
If the Eagles are offering the most picks, and Micah's telling, I think Micah wants to come to Philadelphia. If he could,
another reason why. If I'm Jerry Jones, I wouldn't do it.
But if Micah's telling,
especially after Saquon.
Exactly.
Oh no! Now I remembered my good point. Okay. My good point being, you said Howie has never paid an edge, and that's true. But over the last year, we paid Zach Bond and we paid Saquon Barkley, two positions Howie hadn't paid previously.
So the reason, not to diminish the point you remembered, but like that's a way, way smaller amount of cash is all
sure.
I would say.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
You're right in terms of doing things he doesn't normally do, but that's a different level of investment. Yeah.
Well, and they would probably have to move on from at least one player on offense. Because they're going to play.
I would think so.
They're going to pay Jalen Carter.
Well, they're going to do that anyway.
No, I think they would just lose guys on defense.
Eventually.
Well, hold on. It's going to be Micah Parsons and Jalen Carter, and that's it? And then
players? They have a bunch of rookies. But like, move on from guys when? I mean, maybe 2-3 years from now? Next offseason, I don't think you would have to. I mean, you would lose guys like N'Kobe will probably go. I think Nolan Smith, you're right, Spike, if they were to acquire
You have to lose big salaries.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Where's the
Michael
money
Parsons
coming from?
That type of money and not have an impact. The offensive side of the ball. There's no question.
Well, especially a Jalen Hurts
and Jalen Carter. You got to pay both of them.
Let me ask you this. Elliot, would you trade Devontae Smith for Micah Parsons straight up? I know the Cowboys have no need for Devontae Smith. I'm just talking, would you do it?
I don't think I would. I don't think
you
I would.
Wouldn't?
I still believe you win with the offensive side of the ball. I still think having those two receivers is huge for the offense. I also
even though we're a running team,
running defense team.
Well, just get another blocking receiver.
Yeah. But again, the passing offense helped the running game. But whatever.
Oh yeah,
no,
it
didn't.
I mean, Devontae is a huge part of that team.
Hell yeah,
Andrew.
He is.
Again,
yes.
I just don't know if I want to pay Micah all that money, and not doing the whole like it's their money, who cares? That is a franchise altering move if you invest that type of money in Micah. And
well,
I don't
what do you
know,
think they're gonna have to pay Jalen Carter?
Well, depending on the year he has.
Well, just assume he has the year everybody hopes that he has.
He's probably getting $100 million guaranteed.
Ooh.
$90 million maybe. I mean, he's not going to get edge money, but he will get a lot of money.
You don't think he will get edge money?
I don't think so.
If they're not paying any edges.
Yeah.
Well, no. I mean, when the contracts he'll ask for. I'll have to look at the defensive tackle contracts.
Yeah, well, you got to look at Chris Jones.
Right, but what did he get?
Dexter Lawrence, I don't remember what it was.
So I think he'll be the highest paid defensive tackle. I don't know if, I mean, Micah is going to get more than some quarterbacks got. So
sure,
I don't think it'll be comparable
Which
to
is
that.
Why Jerry is not in a rush to pay him.
But the question with Micah,
95 million guaranteed for Chris Jones.
Okay, yeah. So
it'll be 100.
110,
for
something like that.
Yep.
The question thing with Micah, though, is do the Eagles need a franchise altering move like that? I mean, they are set up and they are good. Like, you're talking about putting a lot of the things you've saved up, cash, draft picks, into one player.
Care about no cash. But
I'm saying they don't,
Parsons,
they don't need
don't
Micah
that.
Parsons. They don't need him. Like,
a lot of people told me we didn't need Saquon before they signed him.
Yeah, but that's, again, a way smaller investment. I get your
Forget
point.
About the money. I'm saying if the Eagles are willing to pay him, forget about that. They'll work the money out. I'm talking about talent-wise. You can't tell me the Eagles can't use money. You just said we got Uche, Juche, Gucce, and Buche playing defensive end right now. Are you kidding me? I don't even know who the hell our pass rushers are.
Both of them started today.
Outside of Nolan Smith. So you mean to tell me we couldn't use Michael Parsons?
They could use him. I agree
what?
With that. But – but again, we're talking about, you guys just said, at least Spike and Jack.
Trying to block Micah Parsons and Jalen Carter?
It would be awesome. I agree.
But and Jahad Campbell?
But let me ask you this. Would you do that for giving up either Devontae or AJ, losing Nolan Smith, giving up multiple firsts, or at least a bunch of draft picks, and a ton of cash? Like, so
I don't want to give up anything on offense. So I want to keep everybody I got on offense.
But okay.
I don't care about the draft picks. And if we need to give up Nolan, I'll give up Nolan.
Agreed. I don't want to lose Devontae or AJ.
Yeah, I don't want to give up.
Well, you're going to lose Devontae or AJ.
I really don't think you do. You keep saying that. I don't think they will.
They are.
I don't think they will.
They're going to.
Well, at some point they will.
Yeah, they're going to.
Oh, well, look,
I don't know when, yeah.
We'll have to make some type of bet. Like, barring a massive injury, I think both will be the starting receivers for the Eagles in 2026.
Well, but here's the real question.
Yeah, I agree with
that.
But
yeah, the other saying next year.
Well, the other question is what the offense looks like this year, too. I think that has
I don't think
to
that
do
factors in as much.
Okay.
Like, right. If they don't pass it again and they go to the NFC Championship game or whatever, they're not going to get rid of Devontae and A.J. Devontae and A.J. are maybe the most two popular players in that locker room. Like, I just don't think they would do that.
I've said it once. I've said it again. 4,000 yards, 25-plus touchdowns. That's what we're doing this year through
passing
the air.
Passing touchdowns.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
Well, I just don't want to do
don't
the
– care about the tush-push.
The total touchdowns.
Yeah, I got
all
you.
Right.
I'm not
okay.
doing total touchdowns.
Okay, all right. No cheating.
He's going
no cheating.
Career high in passing yards and touchdowns this year.
Well, that is
it doesn't look like that in training camp.
Yeah,
but
okay.
I do agree with that.
Sound the alarm.
That's the difference between you and I. You're over there taking stats and
right.
you got your eyes on camp and you're sort of impacted by what you see in training camp.
Correct.
Me, I'm just more or less impacted by what I project is going to happen.
I know. Ike was at practice today, just, you know, king of the camp, walking around, meeting up with everybody, eating water ice.
Yeah.
Didn't see.
I'm down there tracking every play.
I saw plays, but I didn't see them.
I saw what was going on.
Yeah.
You're a vibes man. It's okay.
Yeah, I'm down there to shake hands, man.
How do you work with those two clowns?
Yeah, exactly.
Did not get one of those today. Did not get one.
By the way, a tweet from CeeDee Lamb. Never fails, dog. Just pay the man what you owe him. No need for the extracurriculars.
Awesome revolt down there.
They should trade Micah, though.
No, they ought to tie Jerry Jones up and put him in a closet somewhere. Yeah. That's what they ought to do.
Well, as I said, I'm becoming a fan of Jerry Jones. I think he's hilarious. I love guys that don't care about anything. Now, you mentioned Jalen. Now,
yes.
Jalen has not had... Now, we'll find out what happened today. The last several practices have not been good for Jalen. I think the one before
Correct.
Today was probably the worst of training camp.
Yeah, so the Eagles, yesterday they did practice. He only threw it 11 times. He was 6 of 11. But to me, there's just certain parts of practice that matter more than others. And at the end of yesterday's practice, all the players were watching. They had crowd noise pumping in. Ike got a taste of the crowd noise today, by the way. They play the loudest crowd noise you would ever hear. So it sets the tone. So it's a two-minute drill. Nick Sirianni's yelling in the megaphone what the situation is. First-team offense is out there. So it's a good environment. Jalen drops back. First pass intercepted by Eli Ricks on a pass overthrown, in my opinion, and is intercepted. So even though it was only 11 passes, to have that interception was really disappointing from the first-team offense. So I gave him a D-plus for yesterday's practice.
Oof.
I did not think he was good. Today was an unbelievable practice just from a content standpoint. They did 46 first-team versus first-team drills in 11-on-11.
With pads, right?
With pads. So it was
that's football.
And Saquon was unbelievable. We'll talk about him in a minute. But the passing game did not look good again. Jalen was 13 of 23. He did have a touchdown, and it was a
maybe
nice...
Petula's not scheming guys open. That's what
the blitz.
Yep.
Now, again, you want to talk about A.J. and Devontae. They weren't out there for a lot of practice today. Devontae's still not practicing. A.J. Didn't take part in, I would say, the second half-ish of team drills. And it was just a disappointing, I thought, result from the passing game. There was twice where they were at third down inside the 10-yard line, and they did not get a passing touchdown when the ball was thrown. Once was to A.J. Dillon, once was to Anaya Smith. Both fell incomplete. So there was a pass I thought was there for the taking, a deep pass to A.J. Brown. Almost got there, was broken up, but I thought the throw wasn't great. So there were probably three or four plays where if Jalen makes them, we're talking about an A-plus day. But because he didn't, I ended up giving him a C+.
Wow. So, okay. So let me ask you this then, Elliot. You have said repeatedly that if the quarterback ends up playing really good in training camp, it portends usually a really good season.
Correct.
What does it mean when the quarterback does not have a good camp?
Then they don't normally have a good season.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you would see no reason not to believe that this year. So I guess my question is, if Jalen doesn't pick it up, maybe it's uneven, he has a good day, bad day, blah, 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 going into the season, are you going to be nervous?
I would be nervous, yeah.
Okay.
Like, training camp matters to me. And I know some people will say, who cares? You know, he just won the Super Bowl, which matters.
You don't know what he's working on, Elliot.
No, but, yeah, exactly. But when, and I know part of it's because I'm out there, But when I'm out there for a month watching the passing game struggle, that's going to impact my opinion going in. Now, it's not been a month yet. It's been four practices. And it really comes down to four throws of practice that are not going his way. But what's concerning to me, I would say, overall with the offense is they've run a lot of red zone. And red zone is when you're supposed to get passing touchdowns. And in seven practices, he has four passing touchdowns and two interceptions. I think that's a low number based off where they've been running the drills and what he should have. So I don't think the passing game has been good enough through seven practices.
Yeah, you know, it's hard when you don't get to actually see the practice film and know where the ball should go.
Agreed.
I'll say this. I'm not saying that he didn't struggle or what have you, but I also want to give credit to this defense. And let me just say this. I think, and Elliot, you've watched him every day, but I think there's almost this notion that we should accept the defense taking a step back this year not being as good. Now, they may not be number one this year, but I don't see why they can't be a top 10 or higher defense.
Agreed.
Like, the talent is there. It's young talent. They seem to buy into the scheme. This may be part of the reason why the offense doesn't look as good in training camp. You're going up against very good defensive athletic players, right? And they're getting after you. So
I would agree with that. Now,
the defense looks good.
I do think training camp just lends itself to offense. You can't tackle the quarterback.
Sure, I agree with that.
So, you know, I think that normally they're, especially if you run, you know, seven passing plays within the 10-yard line, you should be getting three touchdowns. I mean, you should be getting in the end zone if you're running that many passing plays from inside the 10. And they're just
– I don't know that.
They're just not doing that.
Now, maybe with the caliber of players they have on offense, I can understand that. But we got pretty good players on defense as well. And I'll just say this. When you're a good defense and you're known for that and not giving up points, you take it personal. So you take it as a challenge down there in the red zone to not give up touchdowns. So, yeah, it may seem like the offense should get in there. It's their drill. But, man, defenses who don't like being scored upon don't give up touchdowns. I guarantee you, Troy Vincent, Bobby Taylor, Al Harris, Brian Dawkins, Jeremiah Trotter, those dudes were not giving up points down there in the red zone. I don't give a damn if it was Donovan and T.O. or whoever it was on offense. They didn't like being scored on down there. And so we always made it hard for our offense in practice.
And
so I'm just trying to get the defense a little credit.
And I agree with that. And I'll say, too, that in like today, Cam Jurgens wasn't out there for part of practice. Landon Dickerson took some team reps that he didn't partake in. So they were missing guys. Again, Devontae wasn't out there. AJ wasn't out there. And that's part of it. But in a world where, let's say, all the talent is there on offense and mm-hmm. all the starters are there on defense, mm-hmm. I want the offense winning those drills. I think they have the talent to do it, mm-hmm. and I think that the drill lends itself to the offense winning. So I think the main reason the passing offense has struggled is, A, the blocking has not been great from the offensive line because they're missing guys, and so Jalen is moving around a little bit. But guys have dropped passes. Goddard dropped a pass yesterday. Dotson dropped a pass today. And AJ and Devontae aren't out there. So that's part of it. But I just still look at, when I watch practice, I see throws that are there to be made that Jalen's not making.
Huh. I wish somebody would have said that before.
That didn't happen last year.
Well, he absolutely missed guys last year.
Yeah, well, of course there were times he missed guys, but he was a net positive more than like a concern in the passing game.
Are you talking about in camp or during the season?
I'm talking about in the season.
Well, he missed tons of guys during the season.
Well, of course. He threw the ball. I mean, there was like 500 dropbacks. But ultimately, he was still better in the past. Like, he wasn't missing guys every single week to a concerning level. There were weeks where he did it, but it wasn't concerning every week.
Hmm.
I mean, it's just the facts.
I don't know. It would just be weird that you would be so high on sack rate if with the best offensive line in football, if you're not missing guys.
I agree.
You have A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith and Dallas
Goedert.
He does
hold on to the ball. I agree with you on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And real quick, we talked about the Cowboys situation, but the Commanders also have a contract situation.
Oh, them too.
Yeah, Terry McLaurin. Now, Terry McLaurin is 30 years old, but has requested a trade because they don't want to give him a new contract. That's a big thing for the Commanders. I mean, given the year they had last year.
I mean, what a disaster.
Yeah.
I mean, I know Jaden Daniels is their most important player, and he will be the face of the team. But Terry McLaurin has been there through all of the bad of the past 5 or 6 years.
A different quarterback every year.
He's finally on a team that could legitimately win the Super Bowl next year. They're debating how much to pay him because of his age, which I understand, like, holistically.
Especially at 30.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah. But they are in a situation where they have to put that to the side. They could win the Super Bowl this year, and you have to pay him. I mean, you just have to. So for them to let it get to this point, I think is – honestly, a net positive for the Eagles, because to me it shows maybe they're not being ran at a level that the success showed that they were, that or would lead you to believe they were last year. Because a well-run team does not let it get to this point with Terry McLaurin.
Well, this is Joshua Harris's first run with this, right? So
in the
have a star player in the NFL.
Unfortunately, he paid him beat.
I think Terry McLaurin is a fantastic player, but what is he looking to be paid? Is he looking to be paid?
Right.
Where Justin Jefferson, Jamar Chase, A.J. Brown, where those guys are being paid? Or, you know what I'm saying?
But I almost don't think it matters.
I think it does matter.
Have to pay him what he wants.
No, I think you absolutely do.
What a negotiator.
I am a bad negotiator.
Yeah. What do you want? All right, fine, take it. Whatever.
I'll tell you this much. If I was GM of Washington, Terry McLaurin would be in camp talking about how excited he was for the season.
I understand.
And I think that you can't, like, that is worth the difference in what you're paying.
So if he wants $38 million a year, you're ready to give Terry McLaurin $38 million a year?
I would give him a top five wide receiver contract. Put it that way. I'd have to look into. I don't know what 30.
Who just got paid?
Somebody. To a 30-year-old Terry McLaurin? You're out of your mind.
I'm not out of my mind. Washington is finally, after 10 years of being a disaster, the best they've ever
been.
That's why
it's tough.
He's the face of the franchise.
He's not the face of the franchise. Jaden Daniels is maybe now,
but I think Terry McLaurin has been the most popular player on Washington since he's gotten there.
They trade for Fat Debo.
Yeah, well, that's the other thing, too, is you have a rookie contract right now. Like, this is the time to overpay somebody. And if there's anybody on the roster to overpay, it's him. I don't think the distraction of this
is worth it. All
the good vibes they've built up, they're just diminishing by having the most popular guy on the team, the most popular player, sitting off to the side at practice. Like, just pay him an extra $10 million.
It should have never got to this point.
Exactly.
It should have already been taken care of.
Correct.
All right.
Now, here's a question.
We'll get to it. You want to ask the question before we go to a break, and then we'll answer it afterwards?
Would you give up a second for Terry McLaurin?
Okay. We will deal with that next.
Yeah.
We will deal with that next.
We will also
get Elliot Shore Parks' take on the Phillies trade deadline.
Yes.
Oh, my God, I completely forgot. The weekend forecast from Tornado Shapiro is also next. We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. You know, big parties and big events are always better at Chickies and Pete's. Book your next one at chickiesandpete's.com. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.